Today on Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about my little therapy box. Do you need new ways to take a mental break throughout the day? Are you looking for some professional advice without the professional cost? Have you found it hard to express what you're feeling? Learn how to declutter your mind as we begin our month focused on things I love. Do you control your clutter? Or does your clutter control you? On Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we'll teach you awareness as well as action steps to create change in your life. Come on, let's get started. Hey everyone, by the time you listen to this, we will have been moved to West Virginia. We do not have a house yet, although just a reminder, you never know how things are going to turn out. Tomorrow's my birthday and we'll find out if we got a house. We had put a bid on, crazy number of bids, cash offers, went 20 grand above asking price, and on a purchase of a house, we're just not going to make a dumb financial mistake. Anyway, long story short, yesterday morning, got a text from my realtor. It fell through. So today's Wednesday. Well, today's Thursday. Yesterday was Wednesday. Friday's my birthday. It was set to close on Friday and the seller backed out 2 days before closing. So we were able to submit a bid. Right now, I just got an update that the seller can't see our bid until the buyer released, which is probably going to happen when it was supposed to close. So anyway, maybe we'll find out on my birthday if we got a house. Regardless, we just made the decision we're going to move forward. We are going to get going and we're going to move. So I wanted to do something a little bit different. I was trying to shake it up. And so I wanted to talk about things I love. And it's probably a little bit different from anything that I've done in the past, but as you can imagine, it will be tied to clearing clutter. I'm going through a lot right now. My mom is dying. It's hard to say that, but that's the reality. And I'm hopeful that she will make it to her birthday in June. I also respect that she's got to do what she's got to do to prepare for the next great adventure. And I would be even more excited. It's a long shot that she'd be alive till Christmas. I don't think that's going to happen. The national parks celebrate Christmas in July, on July 25th. So I am hopeful that she might make it till then. So I've got a lot going on. I wanted to get something because we moved June 14th and I'm going to spend those couple weeks really focused on my mom and settling in perhaps into a new home, which would be great. So anyway, I was like, let's do something fun, things that I like. Today's episode specifically was inspired by my dear teacher, Judy. If you haven't listened to the interviews with Judy, do so because she's awesome. But she always said to me, I'm teaching you these tools, but go out and gather and find many tools for your toolbox. And I think that that's something that's really important. I think that when someone says to you, my way is the only way, or says, don't look at other things, then that's when you have to go, whoa. And I think when I got caught up in that spiritual group, it was a little bit of that. And so I always try to share things that I feel support you. You know that I'm very, very particular about who I interview on the podcast because I have such a great audience. I want someone that's awesome. I don't want someone that you're like, hmm. So my hope for today is that this spurs how you can address some mental clutter you may have. Maybe it's not this particular product, but maybe something in the conversation I have with Natasha sparks an aha moment for you. And so that's kind of the hope and desire. And that's the hope and desire for all the things. If the products aren't something that you'd use, they maybe inspire you to do research or take that next step to declutter your life. I wanted to have today's guest because she created something that I think is pretty cool and groovy. We have different approaches, but we are very similar in a lot of ways, and I believe in thinking, and so I'm very comfortable with what she's put together and why I'm a coach. She's a counselor, which I would also call therapist. You know, she's in the UK, so they might have different terminology. She refers to herself as a counselor, but I like it when there are like-minded people just have some different approaches and it's all good. And I want to expose you, like Judy said, different tools for your toolbox. In my view, there is a mental health crisis in this country. And across the world, quite frankly. I think COVID exacerbated it, but I think it's been there for a while and we don't address mental health. I hear therapists who are booked. They can't take on any more clients. I know of a situation where there weren't beds. And so someone had to wait 4 days in a waiting room before they could get a bed. I also know when someone was trying to find a mental health hospital that they first three were booked and then they had to look at the second three or four to finally find a place. And so while our discussion today and the product today is not going to stop a mental health crisis, I believe that it can serve as a starting point. If you're overwhelmed, this can serve as a starting point. It can maybe be the catalyst for you to say, you know what? I need to talk to someone. This is beyond me. I need support. And that's why I think it really does a lot of good. And I'm just going to add a little bonus. I had her, as I always do, pick a card. And I said, oh, you know, kind of what came off the top of my head. But I've had a couple weeks to reflect on it. And it was about work. And I think one change that I've made that has had a huge impact on my mental health is that, one, I think it's really important to know you can't be everything to everyone. And so I have put out there, you know, I only want to work with people who are ready to roll. No judgment on those that don't. So anyway, I hope that this can serve as a starting point for clearing your mental clutter, and if you need support to get it. Please don't feel shame. I think there's a huge stigma around mental health. I know we would live in a much different place and society if we all got the support that we needed. So please don't let shame stop you and take that next step, whatever it might be for you, to get support. Let me tell you about today's guest. Now, it's a bonus that she has an English accent. I always love a good accent. Natasha Page is the founder of My Little Therapy Box and is a BACP accredited counselor, psychotherapist with over 10 years of experience in supporting clients. She believes that everyone should at some point experience the benefits of counseling. Natasha's journey to become a counselor psychotherapist started when she was in her early 20s and went through a period of low mood and depression to the point where one day she didn't want to go to work. She knew something had to change. She didn't have a clue what counseling was or how it could help her, but in her despair, thought anything was worth a try. Therapy changed her life, and it sparked an interest in Natasha to want to help others like she had been helped. Welcome, Natasha.
Hello. Nice to be here, Julie.
Now, we're going to do something a little bit differently at the start of this interview. I'd like to take you to take your tin. I want you to pull out all the cards, and I want you to shuffle them. And I'm asking the universe, you know, everything's energy. You might be in the UK, and I'm here in North Carolina, but everything is energy. So I want you to shuffle, and you're going to pick, what does the universe want me to know? What is it that I need to work on? And then we're going to go from there and tell everyone why I wanted to have you on today and what this groovy little thing you've created is.
Oh, great. Well, I think that's a really good idea. And obviously, I've got no, ideas of what we're going to be doing today. So I love your idea around just picking something out of the box. I'll just show you the box there. I know you've seen it before, Julie, but there you go.
It's so, called My Little Therapy Box. So we're going to ask her why she created this, but it's beautiful. And so if you've listened to the podcast for a while, you know that I've done some readings. Like, if you haven't listened to one in January, it was insane, the cards that I pulled everyone for the year. So I always believe I like to do this. What is it that I need to hear in this moment? So we're going to see what she ends up pulling for me.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm not going to cheat because I was nearly looking at them then, Julie, but I am just going to pull one out of the box and see what comes out. So, okay. So this is an interesting theme. So problems in work and education, work or education. Now, I know that you're a business owner, so I don't know, you know, where that might apply to you, but what does that bring up?
Well, I'm rebranding my website. And so I think that a large part of that is having people look at the website and be like, oh yeah, you're awesome. I want to work with you. And so that's the first thing that pops up. But I would say education, because for me, that's very broadly, you know, like I consider my personal growth education because it's holistic and for me as a person. And so one of my projects that I'm working on is, I call it Cult Light. When I got involved with the women's group and had some of the person running it influence me a little too much. So that's on my thing. So that's, and so I would say for me to be aware of that, that's what first pops into my mind without thinking about it.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So I don't know if that's one that you were expecting to come up. And of course, normally people would look through them and get, you know, the choice to sort of pick the areas that they feel they want to focus on or that they might be having struggles in at the moment. So, but you didn't have a choice there. You had to
well,
think,
you know,
about
what?
That. So you might think about that even deeper later on.
Absolutely. No, and I'm a firm believer in that. And that's just off the top of my head is what popped in. So, you know, I think about that. So I want you to tell us a little bit about My Therapy Box. Why did you create it? And show some cards. So I'm sorry if you're on the podcast. You're going to have to go to YouTube because they're really gorgeous and colorful. And
Yes. I know that this is for the podcast, but of course you do put it on YouTube. So I'll try and remember that and be visual as well. So basically, My Little Therapy Box, the idea came to me about 2 years ago in 2019, I think it was originally. I work as a psychotherapist. I work with clients all the time, obviously, with different struggles that they might be coming to counselling with, and supporting them, you know, with whatever they need to discuss, you know, in our sessions. But I know that some clients, when they come into a first therapy session, they might not know where to start, or they might not even be clear about what is at the root cause of sort of their distress. So if they're feeling low in mood or they're feeling anxious, but they can't quite put, you know, words to how they're feeling. And obviously that's really important in therapy. Of course, we don't always, people don't always find it easy to communicate in words. And especially when you're in a one-to-one setting with a person you've not met before. So I started to think about this theme really of how people could be helped and supported through the early days of therapy, but also maybe not with even going to therapy at all. So perhaps as a prelude to coming to therapy or to starting conversations with loved ones about struggles that they might be having. Because again, this is something that I think we still struggle with as a society, is masking our true emotions and actually being open about how we're feeling. So there's a few sort of reasons really why I created My Little Therapy Box. Traditional sort of mood cards that have been out there or are out there still often focus on emotions. So, you know, anxiety or happy, sad. But I wanted to try and produce a product that could help people actually think of, you know, tangible themes that they might be struggling with in their life, so they could be very clear around what was actually contributing to them perhaps not feeling fulfilled or feeling happy, or maybe just wanting to improve an element of their life. So not necessarily being unhappy, wanting to improve something.
I don't know how it is in the UK, but I, here in the US, I am on different social media, women's group, women business groups, and I can't tell you how many posts I see. I can't get in to see a mental health counselor because they're all booked, or to see a coach or whatever it is, you know, depending on your level of stress. And so I think COVID, you know, I just talked to someone from Nova Scotia the other day, and she said, you know, we're now getting COVID. We've had a problem. And now, so, you know, who knows? I'm hoping things will improve. But what I love about this is it's something that you have and that you can easily access, which I think if you can't find someone, then at least we have a starting point, like you said. And I think that that is so, so important.
Yes.
Can you share a little more on maybe a card? Like, do you give people action items? What is it that, how does this help support people? And how,
yes.
Now I had fun at the beginning because I always like to pull cards, but maybe give a couple of ways that they can use this. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, that does make sense. And, you know, that's a good idea to talk you through how the product actually works. So within the resource, so obviously I held the tin up before, but just to hold it up again for your YouTube viewers. Yeah. So, you know, obviously that's the front. And then on the back is instructions. Well, not really instructions. This is just describing what the product is. And then inside the tin, there's instructions of how you can use it. You can use it in different ways. So it may be that you're a professional who would like to use it with a client that's going to visit you, whether you're a coach or a therapist or a school teacher or any other named mental
school
health professional
counselor
out there. Yes,
yeah. Might be good,
yes, yeah. So basically any job role really where you might be supporting and working with people. So that's probably quite a lot of job roles out there. So any job role where you might be coming into contact with others and you might be supporting them in a helping relationship. But then also for an individual who might want to use it as a form of self-discovery. So getting to know more about themselves, about how they're feeling in the present, and can be used alongside sort of journaling. So obviously writing thoughts and feelings down can be really therapeutic. It can help us to sort through our thoughts, sort through our clutter, you know, just get that in there. and just give you some clarity really and focus on what you might want to sort of change in your situation. So that's the first starting point, is to obviously go through the card deck, look through the 40 themed cards, of which I will pick some out in a minute and we can look through properly, but some of them on there are, so that's a traumatic event, can't control anger, alcohol intake, phone use.
Oh, see, these are really good. They're different. It seems that what other things I've seen maybe with I love that. I love having kind of a theme as opposed to like jealousy, maybe, that it might make you think, because I love phone use because I think that is such a problem. And I think it has helped, in my view, isolate us more. And I think that not it's isolated us from connection, but it is also then we compare because we see these fake lives, these curated lives like on Instagram that aren't real. And if we our self-esteem isn't good, if we don't feel good about ourselves, then that just compounds our problems.
Yes, yes, I totally agree. And of course, this year more than ever, you know, living through COVID, you know, we've all been using electrical devices a lot more than usual. And of course, they're great and fantastic things allowing us to connect today. Yes. But then there's this other side, obviously, to social media and how much we're digesting, what that actually does for our mental health. So that's why I put phone use on there, because as much as I love technology, I also kind of hate it all at the same time. But because you've just mentioned, you know, this one being the last one that I picked out, phone use, I'll go through how you use the card. So
perfect.
Within, obviously, the deck, there's the themes. I suggest that a person picks up to 5 themes, probably no more than that, because otherwise it get a bit overwhelming. And actually, it's really honing down on what's, you know, what are the key things that you might be struggling with. So this is obviously the phone use card. And then just go through a series of questions. So I'll pick a couple out. So they're just exploratory questions. So again, if you're using them with someone that you're supporting, whether that be a family member, whether it be, you know, someone that you're working with, it's just to help guide a discussion. So what is causing you to feel unhappy or distressed in this area of your life right now? So just getting the person to think about, why is that, you know, this area of their life actually causing them difficulties at the moment, getting them to actually explain and talk about, you know, what's going on for them. And then on this particular card, I've asked them, you know, what triggers can you identify that might make you reach for your phone? So I think we've all been been guilty, haven't we? Well, I know I have. Of, you know, you're in the middle of a conversation and you might hear a ping, and of course you reach for your phone. Or is that just me? I don't know.
I want to touch on that a moment. Do you have obsessive, repetitive, or unsettled thought? Are you often overwhelmed or anxious? Do you spend most of your mental energy in the past or in the future? Ready to kick your fear to the curb? Get control of your clutter so your clutter doesn't control you. Reclaim time, money, sanity, and resources. Mental Gut Clutter 365 journal prompts supports you in clearing your mental clutter. Free gift with purchase to support you even more in your journey to declutter your life. I'm thrilled about that, and I'll tell you why. So I am, for a long time, a big emotional eater. So when I'm stressed out, it's food. So I started something called Noom. And
yes.
I know I'm not an affiliate. I don't
heard of Noom, though.
But I have to tell you, it is the first thing in my life. I'm at a certain point in life where everything is just crazy, and it's just, you got to roll with it because life happened. But that is the first thing, because it has helped identify my triggers. Like, there were things I was so autopilot on, I wasn't aware of. And for the first time in my life, I feel like I'm not doing this emotional eating. And if there's anything with going on in my life right now, I could emotional eat my way for the past 9 months. So I'm thrilled. I just wanted to set that in. I love that you talk about triggers, because it's about digging deeper. It's about finding what that is. And so then we can take action to remove it. But sorry, I just had to throw that in.
No, it's okay.
I was really happy when you said that. So please.
Yes. Yeah. No, it's okay. And obviously this is related to phone use, but of course it can be applied to other areas. Like you've just described there. So the idea is to get the person to think about, you know, what are the triggers, you know, I guess making them more aware of their self and what might be going on for them, because the more aware we become internally of our thoughts and our processes, of course, the more we can do about them. And, you know, I do that all the time when working with clients in therapy, trying to raise their awareness, because by raising their awareness, they're then starting to learn more about themselves and what they might be able to do to help them, you know, move forward or get out of a situation or control or just feel better at managing something. And then the last question on this card is what is the impact on you or others if you don't reduce your phone use? So really getting the person to reflect on why that might be important for them to try and make this change in their life. Okay, so any questions so far about that first part of the card?
No, I think that's great. And, you know, how I phrase it is awareness plus action equals change. It's you got to be aware to change it, but then you have to do something about it.
Yes, yeah. And then there's some other prompts following on that first part of the card. So it's getting the person to think about what would you want things to be like if they could be different, getting them to envisage what that change would bring for them, what that would look like. And again, this can be a really nice conversation to have with someone else. Or as you can see, this would be quite easy to write down in a journal in the privacy and space of your own, you know, time and just giving yourself time to think about that on your own. And then what three things do you think could help you to make steps towards this change? So again, it's just getting the client to think ahead, you know, how could you start to implement change? What are three small steps? Does it have to be massive? It doesn't have to be, right, I'm binning my phone tomorrow. Right. That's probably unrealistic. But it might be, you know, setting, for example, a time limit on your phone, or it might be having a detox a couple of days a week where you just leave your phone in a different room. So I'm just adding some ideas there of what someone might do. Okay, and then on each card, there's a little inspirational note that I've just put at the end there to just help the person with that subject. Now, obviously, there's some really difficult subjects in here. You know, some of them I haven't mentioned, but, you know, things like self-harm and suicide and things that, you know, can really be difficult for people to open up about. But on this card, the little note that I put is some suggestions. So I just mentioned there about a phone detox. So I put, have you tried to have a phone detox before? Try leaving your phone in another room for an hour and do not touch it. See how this feels afterwards. Try building on this time, you know, having away from your device. So it's just giving people little sort of things that they can take away as well to help them feel more in control of their situation.
Now, I'm curious, do you think this would be good for teens to use? Because I think it would be fantastic for teens. And I think a lot are struggling and, you know, but I wanted your take on it, especially since you created it.
Yeah, no, well, I'm glad you've asked me. I mean, when I created this, I have created it with teenagers and adults in mind. So it is really for 11 plus, I would say. The themes on the card, like I said, they don't shy away from some quite difficult themes that we might talk about. So for example, like addiction is one of them. So yes, definitely really good for teenagers, but also likewise for adults as well. And that's why I've purposely tried to design the cards with a bit of a nice element.
Beautiful
of, you know,
and I think really colours,
and the visuals and, you know, putting little figures to them, and I've made them very multicultural as well, because obviously that's really important to me, that diversity is reflected in the cards, because again, mental health is something that doesn't discriminate. It affects all of us at some point in our lives, you know, whether it's a more serious condition that people might have, like depression or anxiety or schizophrenia, or, you know, some of the really, you know, hardcore sort of mental health things that people struggle with, to things that we might all sort of deal with on a day-to-day basis. You know, we all have periods of time where we might be feeling more stressed, you know, whether that's work related or whether it's things going on at home, whether it's financial. You know, we're human, and that really is, you know, the point of these cards is to just make it more accessible for people to be able to talk about it and maybe to reach out to people that they care about and be able to start a conversation.
Yeah, no, I think that's really important. So the state in America where I grew up is in West Virginia, and they have a huge heroin problem. And I believe that, you know, if we had excess, meaning, you know, if we get depressed, we're not taught in schools how to deal with that. We're taught reading and writing and arithmetic. But, you know, how do I express this feeling? So I want you to talk a little bit about, because I believe that we need to express our feelings. And I talk about it a lot, about feel your feelings and not to label an emotion as good or bad. Because for example, anger can empower you to take action. You get so dang angry, you do something about it. So I'd love your perspective on that.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I think my perspective is very much aligned with yours, Julie. You know, I don't think there are emotions that are incorrect. Of course, with things like anger, it's not about the feeling of anger. And often there's other feelings underneath the surface. But it's about how you display that anger, isn't it? It's what you do with that anger. If you're doing something that's harmful or that's not going to be, you know, helpful to you in the long run or to other people, then, it, you know, that's where the difficulties lie. But actually understanding your anger and getting in touch with that anger and realizing where that might come from, or what other emotions are actually attached to anger, I think are important, you know, because obviously behind anger can be shame,
absolutely,
can be fear, can be anxiety. So, you know, that's where I guess these cards can be helpful, because it's not just naming something that's wrong, it's actually getting below the surface and helping people explore, just like therapy does, which is obviously why I named it My Little Therapy Box.
So the other thing I wanted to, that I think that these cards would do a really good job about, I used to be like either or, black and white when I was a lot younger. But to me, life is gray. It is about the and I did a podcast for May on resiliency. And I think that these cards can really help with resiliency. And I've had a couple conversations in previous podcasts this year where, as someone said to me, and this is definitely coming from a more spiritual perspective, if you don't deal with your triggers, like you try to sanitize your world, they will find you. Like if you say online, you know, don't say this or don't look at that, then the example they use, then you're going to run into it at the post office. And from a spiritual perspective, I really believe that, because whatever we need to heal, whatever is going on inside of us. So developing resiliency, I think, is super important. And I think that that's something that these cards can help with. And I'd love for you to share your thoughts on that.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you know, I 100% agree that resiliency is something, you know, that people, it's a skill, you know, that people have to build up and practice. And, you know, I guess it's something a bit like mental health. It's on a continuum as well. Yes. You know, it can change over time. It can change depending on how your experience in life and what things are going on. So it doesn't mean that someone's perhaps not got the resources to bounce back and be resilient. But it just might mean that at different periods they might struggle with that for whatever reason. You know, if it's a bit like the stress bucket analogy, you know, you've got too much going in, and then, you know, maybe your resilience levels aren't going to be as high. You know, if you've, for example, experienced a bereavement, you know, that's probably going to mean that you're not going to be in as good a resilient place as you might be, you know, in other periods of your life. So I think it's just about having that understanding that, again, this is, it's part of being human. And I do think that is where the cards can come in, because it, if anything, gives you a sense of some kind of control over your life. And I think that is part of resilience, is knowing that you have control over situations in your life. Now, I don't want to say that there aren't things that happen in life where we don't feel like we've got control, or these bigger influences than us as, you know, one single person. However, we all have the resources within us to grow and learn and to build resilience from different experiences. So if anything, I think these cards can sort of help people to feel like they've got some form of control back over their life, and that they can, you know, do something about it.
But also just even expressing the feelings to me is huge, because I think, you know, as women, I'm a little bit older than you are, but I think as women, we're often told, you know, don't get angry. You know, that we have these, it's unladylike. That is a term that I say, you know, a lady wouldn't respond like that. Yes. And, you know, but I also, it's not just with women. Yeah. I think a lot of men hold stuff inside because it's unmasculine. I'm putting that in quotes because I don't believe it. It's unmasculine for a man to express his feeling. Mm-hmm. You know, like I'm always saying to my husband, like, go hang out with your guys, like go have guy time and talk, because then I'm not there. You guys can keep it real. And, you know, I think it's super important for mental health. I mean, I really believe that.
Yes. Yeah. I agree with that as well. And I do think, you know, in terms of, holding feelings and emotions in, men are still human, aren't they? Yeah. You know, that they might look a little different to us, but they're still human. And I come across that all of the time in my work as a counsellor, is that people, you know, men will come to counselling and almost feel like, it's not everyone, but some clients have expressed that they feel like, you know, they shouldn't be here. Right, they shouldn't be coming to counselling. You know, all the things that you just said, feeling like maybe, you know, this space shouldn't be something I attend because I am male, and what does that mean about me as, you know, being male. But, you know, I always try and help clients that are feeling like that to understand, again, just what I said, you know, about the element of being human. And just because you're a male, it doesn't mean you don't have emotion. Mm. You know, it's a good thing to feel emotion. people who don't feel emotion or don't ever get to talk about it, that's not a healthy, it's not a healthy place to be. So yes, definitely. I think if anything, this is something again that the resource can do. It can help to kind of prize that out sometimes, yeah, of people that might be struggling with that, and certainly, yes, males as well. You know, I've got had a lady recently who purchased one, who brought it for her son, because he was having a few struggles, and she thought it'd be a good way of helping him to communicate. And you know, I asked for a bit of feedback, and she said that it had really helped open up some themes and just some conversations around, you know, well-being in their family. So that was really nice to hear.
Yeah. Well, you know, the reality is hurt people hurt people. And whether they turn it outward to hurt others or inward to harm themselves, why mental health and helping ourselves is so important. Because, I mean, I look at society today and even these people who are awful, well, because they're hurt. Because they, yes, something happened to them and they didn't deal with it. And so that's how it manifests itself.
Yes.
So if we all had access to mental health resources, we'd live in a much different world, I believe.
Yes, yes. And I agree. And, you know, this is just one small piece of the puzzle, isn't it, of a bigger picture. But it is about trying to, yeah, make mental health more accessible, whether that's having a conversation, whether it's a prelude to actually realizing you might need to have therapy. And some of the cards do suggest that with certain areas, you know, yeah, some of the areas like trauma, for example, right, you know, reading a card at home is not going to fix years of hidden, right, trauma. So I do recognize that. And, you know, this isn't to replace therapy at all. I'm very clear about that on the instructions, but it, what it is intended to do is to be a therapeutic process, you know, where you can use the cards to explore your emotions, whether that's on your own or it is with someone else that you're concerned about or that you're supporting. So yes, 100%, making it more accessible and again reducing stigma, which is something that, you know, is a continued fight.
But you never know that someone could pull that card and that could be their, oh, I do have trauma. They read through the thing and they've never been able to express that or admit that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've seen that time and time again. You know, I share the story. I was in my 30s and my brother said to me, you see yourself as a victim. And in that moment, and I love my brother, but he's not into personal growth. But you know what? He was right in that moment. And in that moment, I could hear that. Mm-hmm. Huh. I see myself as a victim. Well, what does that mean? And that really was a springboard to huge personal growth for me. Cause I said, I got to figure this out. What is going on about that? So I wouldn't underestimate the power of someone using these cards and having an aha moment and figuring, okay, now I need to move forward. I need to go get support. And I'm ready to do that.
Yes, yeah. And that really is one of my hopes that this resource can bring. You know, it really is. It's very rewarding when I hear people talking about how they have used the resource and that it has helped them, or it has helped them to, you know, talk to another family member about how they're feeling. It's exactly what I envisaged. You know, I was actually listening to a video earlier on today that someone sent me as a review, and actually got a little tear in my eye hearing her read back how using the resource had helped her and helped her to talk to family members. She really captured in her words the vision that I had when I was creating the product. You know, a lot of love has gone into this. I love working with people. I really love working in the mental health profession. I honestly feel like, you know, and I'm sure you feel this too, you know, when you are in a job role in my business, doing exactly what I was born to do. So, you know, every card that was designed, really a lot of love and thought has gone into them.
That's fantastic. Now, I always on each episode talk about taking action. So I just want you to share whatever you feel comfortable to, you know, taking action on clearing mental clutter. What do you want to share with the audience?
Okay. So, well, when you first said taking action, the first thing that came into my mind was, and I'm sorry, it is connected to my my box. Hey, there's no right wrong here. But when you said taking action, it just made me think about the fact that I'd had this idea of creating this product in 2019, and then, you know, time flew by, and then it was 2020, and I'd still not even got pen to paper to start actually scribing and putting my ideas down and taking action, really. And it was actually, it was Marie Forleo. I'm sure you've probably heard of her. No, she's big in America. It was actually her book that I read, and there was a part in there that said, you know, if you've got an idea, you've got passion, you've got something that you want to do, you either, you know, you're going to keep it to yourself and you need to just forget about it and move on, probably means you didn't really want to do it anyway, or you need to take action and start moving that idea forward. So it really was from reading that book that I took action and that I thought, I really need to get this off the ground. And I think 2020 being, I say 2020, we're still in this limbo position of life at the moment, aren't we? Trying to get through it and get back to normal. But I think it was just a year of reflection for me, you know, thinking about what do I really want in my life going forward? And you've got these ideas and things that could really help people and you're not doing anything about it. So instead of waiting and waiting and then seeing someone else do my idea or, you know, create my idea, you need to get out there and take action and just get on with it. And that's something that I really believe in as well, Julie. You know, taking action is paramount. It's something... I'm a doer. I do things, and I love that. I love that part of who I am. And I think that, you know, that is from my mum and dad, you know, their work ethic. But I also believe in doing what you love and what you enjoy and what you feel passionate about. And I think that can, you know, some people don't always know what that is. So maybe there's listeners out there who are in that position where they don't really know what their passion is or what they enjoy or what would fulfill them. So maybe they need to try and take action just on that and finding out more about who you are as a person.
Fantastic. Now I'll tell people how they can buy the box, find it and learn more about your website, all that good stuff.
Yes. Okay. So in terms of purchasing the product, if you head over to my website, which is www.mylittletherapyboxltd.com. Okay. And hopefully you'll be able to put this in your notes as well. I'm sure.
Notes and on the liner notes for the podcast.
Great. Okay. So that's if anyone's interested in actually learning more about the product. There's a little video of me talking about it, although I'm sure you've probably heard enough of me talking about it today. So you can visit there, and I do ship worldwide. I did have my first sale in America the other week, which was great because I've only been launched 6 months, so I've been selling mostly in Europe, but it was lovely to get that first American order. I'd love to get some more. I'd love to know that these are floating around on people's dining room tables and in their drawers. So yes, if you visit the website, I've also got a counselling company as well in England, and that is www.thisismecounselling.com. But obviously that's my counselling and therapy business. But if you want to learn more about me, then please visit either website, and there's also links to some articles that I've been involved in as well. And hopefully I'm going to be getting my blog started soon, because I've only done like one and then didn't take much more action after that. But Julie's hopefully going to feature on one of my blogs soon, aren't you? So that would be great.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for coming on today and sharing your passion. I appreciate it.
It's okay. Lovely to be here.
On our next episode, we're celebrating my 400th episode. Gonna surprise you with what that is. Go out, clear your clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. When you clear your clutter, you can share your gifts with the world. Sign up for our free newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. you've enjoyed Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, please rate, review, and share us.